Web design is a constantly evolving field, and as we head into 2023, there are a number of trends that are poised to take center stage. These trends range from the use of dark mode and asymmetry in design to the incorporation of 3D elements and microanimations. In this blog post, we'll take a closer look at some of the top web design trends for 2023 and discuss how you can use them in your own work to create visually appealing, engaging websites that stand out from the crowd with professional web design services. Dark mode. One of the biggest web design trends for 2023 is the use of dark mode. With more and more people using their devices in low-light settings, the dark mode has become increasingly popular. This design trend not only looks sleek and modern, but it also helps to reduce eye strain and battery consumption. Dark mode is a great way to create a sense of contrast on your website, and it can be used to highlight important elements of your design. To implement dark mode on your website, you can use CSS media queries to automatically switch to a dark mode when the user's device is in low-light mode. Asymmetry. Another trend that we're likely to see more of in 2023 is asymmetry. Symmetry has long been a staple of web design, but in 2023, we're likely to see more asymmetrical layouts. This gives designers more flexibility to create unique and interesting designs that stand out from the crowd. Asymmetrical layouts can be used to create a sense of movement and dynamic energy on your website, and they can be used to highlight important elements of your design. To create an asymmetrical layout, you can use CSS Grid and Flexbox to create a layout that is not symmetrical with the help of the best web design services. Dynamic gradients. Dynamic gradients are another trend that we'll see more of in 2023. Gradients have been popular in web design for a while, but in 2023, we'll see more dynamic gradients that change and adapt in response to user interactions. This can add a sense of depth and movement to a website, and it can be used to create a sense of visual interest. To create a dynamic gradient, you can use CSS animations and transitions to create a gradient that changes over time. 3D. In 2023, we'll also see more 3D elements being used in web design. 3D design elements are becoming more prevalent on the web, allowing designers to create more immersive experiences for users. This can include 3D images and animations, as well as the use of virtual and augmented reality. 3D elements can be used to create a sense of depth and realism on your website, and they can be used to make a sense of visual interest. To create 3D elements, you can use CSS 3D transforms and WebGL microanimations. Another trend that we'll see more of in 2023 is the use of microanimations. Microanimations are small animations that add subtle movement and interactivity to a website. These can include things like hover effects, scrolling animations, and more. They add visual interest and make a website feel more alive. Microanimations can be used to create a sense of movement and energy on your website, and they can be used to create a sense of visual interest. To create microanimations, you can use CSS animations and transitions. Voice interface. Voice interface is another trend that is going to be more prevalent in 2023. Voice interface is becoming a norm, and more people are using voice commands to navigate their devices. This trend will be more prevalent in 2023, with more and more websites and apps incorporating voice interfaces to make it easier for users to find what they need. Voice interface can be used to create a more natural and intuitive user experience, and it can be used to another trend that is set to become more popular in 2023 is the use of voice interfaces. With the rise of smart devices such as Amazon Echo and Google Home, more and more people are becoming accustomed to using voice commands to navigate through their devices. This trend is set to continue in 2023, with more and more websites and apps incorporating voice interfaces to make it easier for users to find what they need. Voice interfaces can be used to create a more natural and intuitive user experience, and they can be used to improve accessibility for users with disabilities. For example, a voice interface can be used to allow users to navigate through a website using spoken commands, rather than having to use a mouse and keyboard. To implement a voice interface on your website, you can use technologies such as WebSpeech API and Speech Recognition API. If you are looking to add voice interfaces to your website, then hiring the best web design services in Chennai will help you. Conclusion. There are many advantages to utilizing some of the above trends. They may improve the standard for your website, establish trust and credibility, encourage much-needed user engagement, strengthen the brand's great reputation, and most significantly, connect with the audience by delivering the proper message and creating a lasting positive impression. Take these things carefully and consider the preferences of your target market and market sector to determine which trends will work best for you.